Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A watershed moment in this nation's history. For the first time, an American president convicted of criminal conduct, all in the middle of an election season. Donald Trump convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records after a Manhattan jury deliberated for 9.5 hours.
Tonight, the breaking news, Donald Trump guilty in the so-called hush money criminal trial. On the first count, Donald Trump is guilty. Count two, guilty. Count 34, guilty. Guilty on all counts.
We begin with the breaking news. A stunning moment in American history. Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, found guilty on 34 felony counts. The first former president of the United States convicted on criminal charges.
Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
You will lie down before me, Jarrell!
I'm just telling you, anybody who's over the age of 40 was hearing yesterday when all of the talking heads were, or the news anchors of various sorts, were reading the count one, guilty, count two, guilty. You were seeing and hearing Superman 2 in your head. Tell me I'm wrong. 437-1620, 437-1620. Of course, the president, former president, reacting to this outside, calling it all rigged and terrible and wicked.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. But the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
Yeah, and he goes on to say that it was a, you know, Soros-backed prosecutors and judge and a rigged thing put forth basically by Biden, plus illegal immigrants. I mean, you always got to throw illegal immigrants into it.
We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess. We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble.
Stay on target, sir. Please return to the issue.
But this was a rigged decision right from day one. With a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Why should voters vote for a convicted felon?
Are you going to drop out?
Are you going to drop out? Genius question, sir. Well done. Why bother? Anyway, all right, so all the Republicans think this is outrageous. All the Democrats are singing hallelujah. I'll give you just kind of my short analysis of this. I don't think any reasonable person disputes that the underlying facts of the case happened. I mean, he's always denied the affair and denied the cover-up and denied the money payments and denied that he knew anything about it. Do you really believe all that? I mean, come on. That's hard to buy. Is it a crime? I mean, maybe in the most technical sense, you know, maybe. But even that's a little bit open to dispute because the defense wasn't allowed to call an FEC witness to rebut some of the claims about the, you know, election law violations in attendance to the business records misrepresentation, if that's the case. But that's not really that big of an issue. The real question is, do we know? You know, like, is the jury result a fair one? Is it a reliable one? Do we know whether a crime was committed? And I would say the answer there is no. And the answer there has to do with the judge himself, the behavior of the judge, the rulings made by the judge throughout the course of the trial, you know, the claims about the change of venue. You know, I don't think having it in that particular place makes it no good. I think that it would have been better had it been in a place with a less biased jury pool. But the real one is that there was so much done in the case that will give it grounds for appeal because we didn't have a good trial. Now, a more reliable trial might have produced the same result. But we'll never know because he didn't actually have that trial. We had this one. And because we had this one, we have a problem. The other issue, the cloud hanging over all of this, is the fact that the president is actually a candidate for the presidency again. And is that relevant here? Again, I think a reasonable person has to believe that politics are involved in this. If he had not been running for president, would this ever have happened? I think no. Now, also, you have to be fair and say that everybody should be subject to the law, and just because you're running for president, you're not free from it. But if you would only pursue these charges in a year when he's running for president, even though in theory you say everybody should be subject to the law, the question is, do you prosecute everybody evenly, especially over this kind of petty crime? And the answer is no. And if you wouldn't have done this against him, if it weren't an election year and he weren't running, then, you know, it very much starts to look like a political hit job, and the desire of it was to prevent him from being president again. But that being said, the servers broke for the fundraising for President Trump yesterday, and I think that if they were hoping to hurt him, they have only made him stronger. And they have almost guaranteed that he will get reelected at this point through the process of engaging in this harassment through legal mechanisms. 616 here on News Radio Pensacola. I don't think the president's likely to go to jail. I think it'll probably be probation, if at all. I actually think the most likely outcome is that the sentence will be stayed until appeals, and therefore it'll go past the election. Therefore, this has all been much talk about nothing, other than the ability to say, for the first time in history, blah, blah, blah. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading northbound on Scenic Highway, you can expect to see some traffic built up right as you cross Olive Road and going all the way to the the US 90 bridge into Pace. There's a vehicle crash that has just been reported on Pensacola Boulevard and Burgess Road in Pensacola. That roadway is blocked, so use caution through there as the first responders get to the scene. On North Palafox Road, north and southbound, we are seeing some traffic building up on Tahar Drive in between Tahar and Maxwell Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, you're dealing with pests in your lawn, in your yard. You got to handle the termites, the fire ants, the roaches, I don't know what it is, ticks and fleas and bed bugs and mosquitoes. You know, it's all the bad stuff that we don't like to think about. Call Insect. They'll come out and take care of it. They'll tell you what you've got. They'll tell you what they're going to do to treat it. And then if you like the price and the deal that it offers, then you do it, and then it's taken care of. Right now, they've got a fire ant program. It just takes one treatment for the whole year, guaranteed results. That's $25 off right now. Mosquitoes, they can take care of those by the individual species and target directly to what's causing the problem for you. If you have some other problem, they'll take care of it. $50 off any annual pest control contract with exclusion, so be sure to read the contract to make sure what applies to you. Estimates are always free. Sign up or get more information at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, who recently gave a commencement address to the students at Benedictine College and denied every single tenet of our great faith of inclusion by proclaiming his devout Catholicism. Although much attention has been paid to Butker's heretical support for intact, lifelong heterosexual marriages in which the person identified female at birth gives up a real career and stays home to serve the person identified male at birth and their children, there is far more in his speech than we should condemn. He assaulted the entire range of our teachings about human sexuality, opposing not only abortion but also contraception. And even though this was once a standard teaching by all Christian faiths who took seriously the blessings of Genesis to be fruitful and multiply, we have successfully rebranded sexual reproduction as a pleasurable pastime that anyone can enjoy at any time with pretty much any partner, so long as they both sign the proper consent forms and only ever so rarely within marriage for the purpose of actually, you know, reproducing. As a result, opposition to contraception has been whittled down to pretty much just the Catholics and the Mormons. Butker also encouraged these Catholic students to be publicly outspoken for their faith, something we pretend to support, but obviously only mean when it comes to people who are standing up for what they believe when it is also what we believe. He even claimed that men and fathers matter in a unique way to the formation of citizens, but one of our core dogmas is that men are at best an uncomfortable inconvenience and at worst, the thing you fear more than a bear in the woods. Now, some have commented that Butker is a Roman Catholic speaking to Roman Catholic students at a Roman Catholic school about Roman Catholic ideas, as if to imply there's nothing wrong with that. But I say no. If we start allowing Catholics to say what they like to their own people in a school they run, how soon before they start saying it in public places, or on radio shows, or in television programs, or, gasp, newspapers? No, the way to make sure none of that craziness ever happens is to nip this in the bud and make sure no Catholic ever again thinks it's acceptable to proclaim Catholicism to Catholics in Catholic ceremonies. No, sir. Not on our watch. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, for failing to recuse himself from a case involving President Trump's immunity to prosecution for his role in the January 6th insurrection after it was discovered that a beach house Alito owns was seen flying two different flags associated with the insurrectionists. One was an upside-down American flag representing extreme distress or danger. The other was the Appeal to Heaven flag, featuring a pine tree that goes back to the Revolutionary War, with the idea from philosopher John Locke that oppressed people are justified in using revolution to overthrow an unjust government, trusting in the judgment of God on their cause. Both flags have been used by the election-denying January 6ers, and also by some Christian nationalists. What's challenging about this particular offense is that the person who made the flag choice was not Justice Alito himself, but rather his wife Martha. In fact, he actually asked her to stop flying them, which she refused to do. He also says she did not know of their connection to the insurrectionists and that she was flying them in response to an aggressively rude neighbor. Now look, we understand that Alito himself may not have made the decision to fly the flags. Also, we understand that blaming a husband for his wife's use of her free speech looks like hypocrisy on our part, since we firmly believe that a man neither can control his wife nor should he even be trying to do so. In fact, typically, when a man refuses to do what her husband says, we say things like, "You go, girl." But none of this matters. Consistency of message just isn't our thing, baby. And if we want to be, on the one hand, the folks who tell women to stand up for themselves and to fly their freak flags and not be subject to any man when it suits our purposes, and then criticize a man for failing to control his wife when that suits our purposes, well, that is our prerogative. After all, the Alitos are conservatives, and hence the protections, inclusion, and respect due to normally to people are just not applying to them. So yes, if a neighbor has been unfairly bullying Mrs. Alito and she flies a historical flag in merely visual protest, we can certainly use that choice to unfairly bully him, even if it really makes no sense to do so. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, ChatGPT, the sexist and racist open artificial intelligence bot that recently failed one of the most basic of Wokeness 101 tests, the inability to change the facts so that they support our beliefs. What happened was, researchers asked 10 different image generators on ChatGPT to produce a picture of someone who works in finance, a successful investor, the CEO of a company. In response, ChatGPT churned out photo after photo of athletic, handsome, confident, white men, 99 times out of 100. When the researchers then asked it to produce a photo of a secretary, 9 of the 10 images were of women. All 10 were white. Now, yes, some sexist, racist, conservative commentators have observed that in reality, 90% of all CEOs are in fact men, and that 76% of them are in fact white. This certainly does not mean it's okay for a machine learning tool to produce results that taken individually represent the most likely true answer to the question, is this one random CEO a white male? No, no. We expect more from our non-human artists and content generators. How are women going to learn that they can be CEOs if we don't reprogram our machines to produce the affirmative action of imaginary pictures? How are minorities going to learn that they too can work in finance if we don't require the cutting-edge artists of AI to show the truth as we want it to be, rather than the truth as it is? Only the most racist and sexist human being would have the audacity to perform this same imaginative task with such bigoted and non-inclusive results. Similarly, ChatGPT must learn to have more shame and hide the truth like a healthy, suppressed human artist would. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Untasty Freeze, makers of Ice Bean, a specially formulated not-so-fine ice cream substitute made from certified gluten-free vegan non-dairy powdered bean sprout paste with absolutely no sweeteners at all. That's right, this undelicious snack contains no nutritional value and also creates no mouth pleasure either, reminding us that even if virtue doesn't taste sweet, at least we're committed enough to eat it. Untasty Freeze, you really can't taste anything but the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio Pensacola, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading north on Scenic Highway, heading towards Pace, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right after you pass Olive Road and going all the way to the Pace Bridge, US 90, that is. And in Pace and Milton, you can expect to see some traffic building up on Woodbine and Chemukla at their respective intersections with US 90. There was a vehicle crash earlier that was on Pensacola Boulevard and West Burgess Road, a vehicle crash that has blocked the roadway. Use caution through that area this morning. And traffic building up significantly on West Jackson Street heading westbound. Expect some delays if you were heading that way this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. We got David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Manhattan DA's office is now assessing new assault claims against Harvey Weinstein that could be included in his upcoming retrial. Prosecutors claim more accusers have come forward and they're weighing additional claims of sexual assault. An Alabama inmate has been executed for the murders of an elderly couple. Jamie Ray Mills was found guilty of murdering the couple in 2004. He was put to death yesterday by lethal injection. The second inmate to be executed in Alabama this year, the sixth in the country. And a new poll says that Americans may be getting burned out by election news coverage. Tell me about it. New Pew Research Center poll found 62% of people surveyed were tired of polls. Says they're worn out by the coverage of 2024 presidential campaigns.
We hate what's happening to us right now.
Yes, this is terrible.
Stop it. What was the percent that are tired of polls?
62% of people say they're tired of not just polls, but election coverage in general.
Oh, man. But I love that. Like, sir, may I ask you a question? No. Wait a minute. You might like this one. Do you find yourself frustrated and irritated at people calling you to ask you your opinion? Yes. Aw, thank you, sir. May I have another? That's great. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. That just made my day. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, coming up this morning at 735, actually 739, probably a little closer. We're in the middle of a series that is probably going to go on for, I don't know, a year maybe or more, where we are meeting the tenant commands from our local military bases, NAS Pensacola, Corps Station, and NAS Whiting Field. And first we're starting with the aviation training pipeline. So we're going to be talking to Colonel Crockle out of Whiting, the guy who is the Commodore there, who is responsible for the training of basic flight instruction for a whole bunch of pilots and then for all of the helicopter pilots. So that's going to be really interesting. Again, that's this morning at 7:39.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden now running for re-election against a convicted felon. Former President Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records yesterday in New York.
This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace.
The White House's counsel saying, quote, "We respect the rule of law." Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's also running for president, told Fox's Jesse Waters,
"I think there's a large number of Americans who are going to see this as the politicization of and the weaponization of the enforcement agencies."
Donald Trump will be sentenced July 11th, days before the Republican National Convention. He's holding a press conference at 11 a.m. Eastern Time at Trump Tower. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is partly cloudy and 73 degrees in Pensacola. Well, we are seeing the results of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission's safe boating initiative over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. They say 9 arrests were made in Pensacola for boating while intoxicated over that 3-day weekend. Names not released. The five arrests were also made in Panama City, only one in Tallahassee. The FWC says that a sober vessel operator is a safer vessel operator. Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay speaking out after the lawsuit was filed against her recently, and she resigned as the assistant city attorney for the city of Pensacola.
Mr. Andrade has a personal anger towards me that may be simply malicious. I don't know what's in his mind.
She tells Channel 3 that the conversation around her resignation was initiated by Pensacola's city leaders, and she said it left her surprised. In her resignation letter, Lindsay said she looked forward to clearing her name in upcoming proceedings. Well, we are seeing strong reaction from Florida's politicians after yesterday's verdict in former President Trump's trial in New York. With a guilty verdict on all 34 counts, he became the first president. Excuse me. Sorry about that. He became the first president to face and be convicted in a criminal courtroom.
The shock is not that they went after him. They've been doing this against Trump for 7-8 years. The shock is that this could happen in America. I grew up listening to people tell me about show trials and things that happen in Cuba. This is a show trial.
That's Senator Marco Rubio. He gave his reaction to Fox News last night on X. Congressman Matt Gaetz also released a statement saying, quote, "This verdict is the corrupt result of a corrupt trial, corrupt judge, and a corrupt DA. He also says, "We'll stand with President Trump now more than ever to save the country," end quote. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh won't be facing any investigations over concerns of possible sunshine law violations related to the leaked text messages from his cell phone. Back in May, an Escambia County grand jury returned a no true bill, meaning that no probable cause was found to determine whether a crime was committed. Back in December, State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden said her office would be reviewing the allegations of improper communication that centered around messages between Burgosh and David Baer, CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. On his blog, Burgosh said, quote, "Of course I knew I was innocent. I follow the law." An Atmore man arrested in connection to a double stabbing that occurred at a tractor supply store last month. 19-year-old Luke Still was arrested after recently being released from a treatment center for injuries. He's now charged with first and third degree assault, criminal mischief, and theft. That incident happened April 23rd at the store on Lindbergh Avenue in Atmore. And python hunters, get ready. It's almost time for the annual Florida Python Challenge that happens every year in the Everglades.
This challenge will allow the public to engage directly and in a hands-on way in Everglades restoration. And I'm happy to announce also that participants will be able to win prizes and, of course, do us a tremendous public service.
That is Florida's Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. And registration for the Python Challenge opened yesterday. There's about $25,000 in cash prizes up for grabs. That competition does run from August 9th through the 18th. And if you are interested in hunting some pythons, just check out flpythonchallenge.org. You can learn more about the contest rules and regulations. 6:35, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
We are not seeing too much on the roadways this morning. No accidents or major slowdowns backing up traffic. If you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you can expect to be clear all the way over U.S. 90 Bridge into Pensacola this morning. And traffic is picking up a little bit on Davis Highway at the intersection with Johnson Avenue right outside the hospital, but not anything too serious. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're clear all the way westbound on Highway 98 onto the 3 Mile Bridge and into Pensacola. And not seeing any slowdowns or major traffic building up on Gulf Beach Highway or Blue Angel Parkway this morning. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with temperatures warming up quickly into the upper 80s. We'll have plenty of humidity, high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. As we head into Saturday, 40% chance of rain in the morning, then turning into an 80% chance of rain during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms with a high near 83. Saturday night, 40% chance of rain, low near 72. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73 right now. Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze. It's 69 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The first all-electric Jeep SUV for the U.S. will be the 2024 Wagoneer S, starting at $72,000 when it is scheduled to go on sale this fall. The Stellantis-owned brand revealed the vehicle as a new chapter for the brand that has struggled with domestic sales in recent years. Jeep CEO Antonio Filosa said the brand is in fantastic shape and is amid a transition like all other automotive brands while trying to electrify and offer hybrid options. Medline Industries has recalled more than 1.5 million portable bed assist bars following two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. The medical supply company said the adult bed rails were sold through its own website as well as other major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 330, the NASDAQ down 183. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference. difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Years ago, I went to the records department here, got the leases for Juana's, which I have in my phone here, and got their payment history, which is something that I wanted to ask you. Do you do an audit on their payment? They're saying they're supposed to pay 5%. Are they paying 5%?
The clerk does every year.
Yes.
The clerk does every year.
Oh, okay. This, in case you don't remember this story, we have Commissioner James Calkins, District 3 in Santa Rosa County, had raised some opposition to Juana's Pagodas coming and asking the county commission to extend their 30-year lease that's in the 19th year now, to extend it out to start again at another 30 years because a variety of reasons, mostly having to do with getting some federal grant funding for putting solar panels on the huts. And he said a bunch of things, you know, this is a no-bid contract, and this is good old boy network, and this is, you know, favoritism, and this is blah, this is anti-capital. Okay, so now, follow-up, okay, we have in Santa Rosa County the open forum. We have a guy named Matty Jouy who shows up and, you know, I don't know if he's personally connected to James Calkins or if they're buddies or not, but I would be unsurprised to find out that is the case because he seems like he's definitely representing the Calkinsian point of view. And he says, well, you know, do you audit them? But yeah. Tom Danheiser, the county attorney, says, yes, yes, we do audit them. So he goes on and challenges various things. And I just found this kind of entertaining because you don't typically hear Tom Danheiser say a lot in these meetings. But I think in this case, he had just had enough. And he said, oh, man, the misrepresentations on this have got to stop.
You know how long they've been in that building? Since the 70s, am I correct? I'm assuming.
No.
No.
Late 80s and 90s is when it transitioned.
I have the leases, and it used to be Jimmy Pedalboard prior, and they assumed the lease. It was a lease assignment. It wasn't, again, given as an option to everybody. You know, it's not a level playing field.
It went out for RFPs.
I'm sorry?
It went out for RFPs in the late 80s.
So it was 89. Actually, 35 years. They just celebrated their 35th year. So Tom's right about this, as you would expect from a former judge and now the county attorney.
I looked at all the records, Mr. Danheiser,
so
and I could see that it probably it
I had a lot more hair, and it was dark then.
I know. I'm sure it went for an RFP, but there was no competitor back then, right? Nobody bid on it, so basically.
Many people wanted to.
So it was different than you say. No, I was here. I was actually acting as the attorney back then. I do remember. I looked a little different, but I do remember. Nobody else bid on it. No, actually, lots of people bid on it.
What you're listening to is they want another 20 years. That will take the next generation out of the opportunity to get to bid on subsidized capitalism. You know, that's literally what it is.
Literally what it is they pay you 5% of their gross revenues to the county every year. That's kind of the exact opposite of subsidized capitalism. It's actually they're paying for the privilege of using the public land for their operation. I'm not seeing the subsidy, personally.
Like it was made yesterday that, hey, they may stay in there. Maybe they will have the best bid. But 5%, tell me one property on the beach there that only pays 5%.
None of them. None of them. I'm not aware of any that pay more than 5. There may be a 6 for some small.
10% is usually.
Which one? The convenience stores don't pay 10%. The restaurants don't pay 10%. Well, the hotels don't pay 10%.
They all pay 5%, sir. Well, no, some of them pay a lot more. Which one?
I'm talking about Sandy Bottoms, right? The old Tom Thumb, right? He got assigned the lease that was taken away from Dorothy Sly. I'm sure you remember that name, Mr.
Your question was, does anybody...
Makes, yeah.
And the answer is, that's the standard rate for commercial leases.
10% is the standard.
Nope.
Has it been reduced?
This might be my favorite comment from Tom Danheiser ever. I like Tom quite a bit. I respect him quite a bit. What's his comment?
Nope.
Has it been reduced to 5%?
It just isn't.
I can show you a contract that shows 10%.
Well, I can show you most of them are 5%
okay.
And less.
And most of them have a base rent plus percentage.
This had an initial base rent, too, but the percentages far outweigh the minimum rent, as most of them do.
So it's a base rent or percentage. That way, when they're first beginning, you get some money, and if they thrive, you get more money. Like, that's the idea. Okay. So then James Calkins wants to get up. Actually, I'll come back to this in a second. Let's get a quick traffic on the 5. Go ahead, Jimmy.
That guy's voice just reminds me of Leslie Jordan. You know that actor?
Oh, I can't place him. I do know, but I can't place him.
That's all I can think of.
Let me look it up, because I will know who you mean. I think I know who that is. But
if you are heading southbound.
Oh, yes, that is who I was thinking it is. Come on, you guys, tell me.
That's all I can think about. If you are heading southbound on Pensacola Boulevard, there is a vehicle crash blocking the road. That is at the intersection of West Burgess Road. Driving southbound again on Pensacola Boulevard, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right before, what is this, Crossroads? Pittman Avenue. That is Broad Street to Pittman. If you're traveling from Pace or Milton into Pensacola this morning, traffic is building up a little bit on Woodbine and Chemukla Highway at their respective intersections with Pace with US 90, and a little bit of traffic building up over the US 90 bridge. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way westbound over the 3 mile bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the Juana's Pagodas drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. Now a citizen coming forward, let's just say possibly in conjunction with James Calkins, representing his viewpoint and creating the drama that is before us this morning.
Juana's right now has 11 years left on their lease. They're upholding their lease, that everything is fine. What happened was they came to us and are asking for us to extend past the 11. They want 20 more over the 11. And, you know, my thoughts on, well, what are we going to get for that as taxpayers?
I want to pay 20% if you give me that lease. Well, they're saying 5% is too much.
We got a gentleman.
I play with a lot lower margins than they do.
Let him finish it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'll give you 20%. Sure. Sure. Which is, by the way, what a lot of people had speculated was that James was just trying to free this up for some friend of his or whatever. But come on, I'll pay you 20% to operate that business. Okay. Remember what I said? The problem with putting somebody else in there, even if you decided to go that way, was that you can promise one thing, but can you really pull that off? And you know, really survive paying all your bills on just 80% of your gross revenues.
Now they put out a big Facebook thing saying, hey, come to the meeting on Monday. So they're going to bring all these people, basically, save Juanas. Well, Juanas, you know, Juanas is safe. We have to protect the interests of the county by what if they sell? They want a 30-year lease. They got 10 now. What happens if we make it 30? It just made it way more valuable. Now, all of a sudden, you just tripled the value of that lease. They could come back up to the board and say, hey, we're going to sell Juanas. You want to know who's saving Juanas? It's us being caring about our taxpayers.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing. I mean, it's just... I just give you the county. I just say here. Here you go. Enjoy. It's just so... Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, if you need to get heating or air conditioning or electrical or plumbing work done and you're not sure where to go, Peden, they will take care of you. They have been expanding recently, you know, because they've been, you know, working so well. They've been expanding because they show up on time. They do the work, professional service, products, guaranteed satisfaction, right? They've extended all the way east in geography to Tallahassee. And then last year they went to Baldwin County west and then now to Mobile County. So they have a pretty massive territory all along the Gulf Coast. You can get the best prices of the year on Briggs & Stratton standby generators before storm season begins. That's $2,500 off through the month of May. And to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete AC tune-up for just $55. Call today, schedule your $55 AC tune-up, or go to Peden, PEADEN.com.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Happy Wednesday, Eeyore!
Thanks for noticing me.
Good morning, 6:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, barricades are up around Trump Tower today. There's an increased police presence there. Former President Trump is set to speak later on this morning. The U.S. and Britain reportedly struck 13 Houthi targets in Yemen yesterday. Those strikes in response to a recent surge in attacks by Houthi rebels on ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. The Houthi rebels say the airstrikes killed at least 16 people and wounded 35. Officials say the targets included underground facilities, missile launchers, command and control sites, a Houthi vessel, and some other facilities. And the CDC is now confirming another case of bird flu in a farm worker. It's the third case since March. None of the three are associated with each other. The newest case is a dairy farm worker who was reportedly exposed to an infected cow.
Thanks so much, David. It's 6:54 here on News Radio Pensacola.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay also worked as an attorney for the city of Pensacola. But last week, we reported she resigned. Lindsay tells me it was actually the city that initiated those conversations. She says while she was surprised by it, she doesn't blame the city considering the position she's in Milton.
It's not a good look to have in your attorney's office someone who's being sued for violating public records law.
So interesting, because remember, you know, the question about who initiated, you know, did she resign or was she resigned? You know, did she get asked to resign? Well, she now says that the city is the one that started this process, something that the mayor, and I think appropriately, would not comment on. I have to ask him. He has to not comment. That's how this works the other day. But now she's saying that the city initiated this process, which is kind of an interesting admission about how they started it and that she didn't just voluntarily resign. She, in her letter, doesn't say that, of course, but she says that her secondary employment with the city of Milton has interfered with my service to the city of Pensacola, and she looks forward to clearing her name in the upcoming proceedings. What I think is interesting is if you're a lawyer and you are in another endeavor accused of something that you're completely innocent of, then your primary boss says, hey, what's going on? Do you say, oh, yeah, you're right, I probably ought to resign? Or do you say, I'm totally innocent? Wait for the process to play out, and if you try to get rid of me, I'll sue you for wrongful termination because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm completely innocent. Which approach do you take? If you just, meaning, my interpretation, again, my interpretation is I still don't think the whole truth is being said here. And it leads me to suspect that they initiated the conversation might be a little bit of an underdescription, because it seems to me that if you really believe you're innocent and you really know there's nothing to it, and that's the whole issue, right, then you react differently. So I'm still suspicious about all of this, but we'll come back to this in a second because there were more good interview by Channel 3 talking to Mayor Lindsay and Alex Andrade about this. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you can expect to see a lot of backup on Scenic Highway going southbound right before Olive Road. Unclear as to what that is being caused by, but expect some delays traveling there. And seeing a lot of traffic building up at the intersections of Fairfield and Palafox and Tahar and Palafox in that intersection there, so you can expect some delays there as well. Coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way through 98 westbound, all the way into Pensacola over the bridge. Not seeing any significant slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway or Bayfront Parkway either. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater surrounding Mayor Heather Lindsay and Alex Andrade, the city attorney. She tells Channel 3 yesterday,
Mr. Andrade has a personal anger towards me that may be simply malicious. I don't know what's in his mind.
Remember, she's the one that does not talk to him, will not take his calls, has blocked him on her phone, both in texting and will not sit down with him, though he's repeatedly requested that so they can go over things like her public records and what he says is her failure to produce them.
What he has done is tried to destroy my name and reputation.
Like writing a letter to the bar complaining about another attorney and asking them to investigate him, to which the bar said, this looks like politics to us, simmer down. That way of publicly destroying somebody's good name? It's kind of, well, I didn't do it in public. Yeah, but you did kind of ask the man's accrediting agency to look into whether they might want to maintain that or not. Of course, Alex says,
this is not anything personal. for me, I just do what the majority of the city council tells me and votes to direct me to do as a staff member.
The investigation, the lawsuit, the request to other agencies that they look into her conduct in other matters as well was all voted on by the council. Also, he says, I have the receipts.
We have, you know, evidence. I filed a pleading yesterday with 125 pages worth of text messages. That the mayor has either never produced or claimed didn't exist.
So that's the next
on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.